This talk, this is dictating on Michael Macebo. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Macebo is M as in Mary, M-A-S-S-E-B-E-A-U. Michael Macebo. Date of birth is 9/2/1967. Date of visit is 2/5/26. Please make copy for... Please make copy for Alicia Kretcher. That's Alicia is A-L-I-C-I-A. Kretcher is C-R-I-T-C-H-E-R. Kretcher, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Alicia, thank you for sending Michael Macebo for evaluation. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 58-year-old male who has been experiencing pains in his left arm and rib cage, as well as a shoulder and wrist pains over the past 2 months. Was evaluated for arthritis and subsequently was sent for a CT of the chest due to left-sided chest pains. The patient had a chest CT done on 1/23/26, and it showed bilateral mild scarring or atelectasis and multiple right-sided pulmonary nodules up to 4 millimeters, more in the right middle lobe, as well as a 5 millimeter right lower lobe nodule. And and a small to moderate left pleural effusion with the underlying atelectasis. There were sub-centimeter mediastinal and hilar lymph nodes, probably reactive. The patient had a CBC, which was unremarkable, and his other labs only showed elevated cholesterol. He's presently having no cough or wheezing, but still has some joint pains in the arms and shoulders and some chest discomfort along the left rib cage, period. He has not lost any weight and denies fevers, chills, or night sweats, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for kidney stones. He also has had a basal cell carcinoma of the left forearm that was resected more than a year ago, and apparently had an infection in the surgical site, which was treated with antibiotics. He also had history for COVID infection in 2020. He had left elbow fracture 20 years ago, as well as a right wrist fracture, which healed. Next, habits. The patient denies significant smoking and drinks alcohol moderately. He works in construction and has been exposed to dust, cement, and possibly asbestos. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents are alive. Mother had breast cancer. Father is in good health. Next, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has some shortness of breath and coughing spells, but no wheezing. He has no urinary frequency, flank pains. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. He has left-sided chest pains, arm pain, but no calf muscle pains or palpitations, and has mild leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety, no bruising or enlarged glands. He has joint pains and no seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities, no blackouts, and no skin rash. Next, meds, no meds presently. Next, physical exam. This well-built, middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 184, saturation 97. HENT abnormal, pupils are reactive. Sclerotic, clear throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Nasal mucosa injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery. No wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. No calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no edema. Next paragraph. Press number 1. Right lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is left pleural effusion. And number 3 is atelectasis, left lower lobe. And number 4 is arthritis. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and get a CBC, SED rate, ANA, RA factor. And was also advised to go for a left thoracentesis. And the pleural fluid will be sent for cytology cultures and for glucose, protein, LDH, pH, and CEA levels. I was also advised that a bronchoscopy may be necessary to evaluate the left lower lobe and the lung nodules. And a follow-up visit will be arranged here in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Alicia Critcher, C-R-I-T-C-H-E-R. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.